So Jeannie said we're going from one church season to another. So you know the seasons for the weather, or you know, or the calendar year. What do we have? We have winter, then spring, summer, and then fall. And what are the church seasons? Do you guys know? Can anyone name any of them? Yeah? Advent, then of course, what happens on December 25th? Yes? Right, Christmas, and then we have Epiphany, and then we have a season that we're going to start on Wednesday. Does anyone remember what it might be, Tibetchi? Lent, yes. Well, Ash Wednesday is the first day. That's this Wednesday, and then we have the season of Lent. Yes, Uza? Yes, after we have Holy Week, and then we have Easter Sunday, which is our biggest holiday when Jesus rises from the dead by God's amazing power. And then we have the season after Easter. And do anyone know what comes after that? There's something between that. Pentecost. Did I miss anything? No, Pentecost. Then the season after Pentecost, or ordinary season, and then Advent again. Yeah, Uza?
Why is it called Pentecost?
Why is it called Pentecost? It's translated as, you know, the five weeks after, 50 days after Easter. And it's when the Holy Spirit comes down. We have all the red and the flames and the doves. Do you guys remember that? Yeah, the decorations change. So for Lent, we have to give up a word. Does anyone remember what the word is? And there's like a big hint behind you if you're not sure. What is it? Hallelujah. Who knows what that means? You don't? What do you think it is, Emma? Oh, you didn't? You were just holding your head up? Oh, it's been a long week. Oh my gosh. Uza, what does hallelujah mean? Praise God. Yes. And we're not the only people that say hallelujah. Lots of people say hallelujah, but during Lent, we don't. Why? Why do you guys think we don't say it? Now, is that your hand up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's because, now God is dead because he's...
Right, it's the week, so we're kind of, a little shaky, yeah. We're aware that Jesus is going to suffer. And then we have got Holy Week, which is sad because Jesus does die on the cross. But then Easter, which is like glorious. So it's this time of getting ready. And so we're just a little bit quiet. Not sometimes sad, more like just sort of serious. Yeah, Uza? Lent is about, from today, it's about five more weeks, and I have Holy Week and then Easter. So it's a chunk of time, a holy time, where we don't go, praise God. We're kind of like, open our hearts, get us ready, okay? So we are going to say alleluia a gazillion times today, a lot. And so every time there's a chance to say hallelujah, today's our last day, so you need to say it super loud. And the last song has, I don't know, David, how many hallelujahs? Plenty of hallelujahs. So, yes, Uza?
So is it on Holy Week that he does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to spend the next couple weeks getting ready and preparing our hearts for this amazing thing of Jesus dying and rising again. So we're going to remember to not say hallelujah. So I've got the hallelujah banners all across the altar so you can remember to shout what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then at the end of church, we're going to, after we sing the song with a gazillion hallelujahs, hallelujah. Hallelujahs. I'm going to ask you guys to come back up, and we're going to roll those up and put them away and bury them in that treasure box, okay? You guys have done that before, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah? You do too, remember? You don't remember?
I never did it before.
before.
You never did it before. Well, you're going to do it this Sunday. So why don't you guys come on around here? We're going to say our prayer because you guys get to go do something amazing this morning in the kitchen. What are you doing?
Sandwiches.
Making sandwiches. What kind?
Peanut butter
and jelly. Come on around.
Some people don't like peanut butter.
You don't like peanut butter and jelly?
And sometimes I'm allergic.
Yeah. Well, we're making peanut butter and jelly and carrots and fruit and cookies and chips and drinks, and you're coloring the bags, and those are going to, who are they going to? Do you know, Ethan?
The homeless.
The people that, they're homeless and don't have any lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm delivering it.
So come on over here. Come join us, because we need your hands to get blessed. I can tell you're tired. Come on in. Okay. Everybody's getting tired. Okay.
I'm going to camp.
Oh, you're going to outdoor ed.
Yeah,
okay.
In the mountains.
You're in sixth grade?
Okay. All right. Hey, guys. Like, here. Okay. Ready? Dear God, bless our hands as we go into the kitchen to make food for those that are hungry and don't have food tomorrow or don't have a home to live in. Put our hands to good use if we make the food or we color the bags, and help us to remember those that are unfortunate and hungry. And God, we ask you to help us to remember to make time for you the next six long weeks of Lent until we get to celebrate on Easter Sunday. We say this in your holy name.
Amen.
Okay, I'm sorry, louder.
Amen.
Amen. How about an alleluia? Oh, that is not good enough for everyone to know. How do you say it?
Hallelujah.
That's it. Okay. Thanks, you guys.